Thousands of cans of Bristol-based sockeye will make their way to school lunches and other federal food programs around the country this winter as part of a USDA bailout. KDLG's Molly Dishner has more.
Icicle Seafoods in Peter Pan will fill warehouses around the country with half-pound cans of salmon as part of the USDA's effort to address the glut of sockeye on the market. Trident and Ocean Beauty also submitted bids to the United States Department of Agriculture, but didn't offer the low price necessary to get the contracts. The purchase comes as good news for the sockeye market, which had a surplus of fish after two summers of large harvests, says UAA economist Gunnar Knapp.
If the USDA comes and says, well, we will buy up some of that salmon, why, that takes some of that production out of the regular market channels that it would go to, and it can make a very significant difference in helping processors to get a higher price.
The USDA announced this summer that it would purchase up to $30 million worth of canned sockeye through its Emergency Food Assistance Program to address the glut of sockeye already on the market. Funding for the purchase came from import tariffs. The salmon will be delivered to warehouses around the country over the next 5 months, but it'll be a while before Alaska knows how many cans are coming back to the state. Here's Food Bank of Alaska Executive Director Mike Miller.
When the USDA buys a commodity from any state, it is fair shared out to all of the states based on, you know, the level of need, the level of poverty, and other commodities that they have in their system. So it's very possible we will see some, but it's unlikely that we'll see the majority of it.
In Dillingham, I'm Molly Dishner.